What about laparoscopic surgery for rectal cancer?
Rectal cancer is a different area. Really, the sacral promontory is a great divide between the tail of two cancers. And in the colon, there's never an issue getting a lateral margin. There's never an issue getting a distal or proximal margin. It is what it is. The lateral margin is the walls of the colon because the colon is free. Maybe certain retroperitoneal tumors could invade in that direction, but basically the lateral margin is defined by the wall of the colon. Distal and proximal are never an issue. Once you've divided the blood vessels, the whole colon devascularizes in that segment and you're going to take wide margins. Even healing isn't as much of an issue. When you do an ileocolic resection for right-sided cancer, ileum has great blood supply, middle colic vessels are intact. Rectum has a lot of different issues, the biggest of which traditionally was margins, because you've got a bony pelvis on the side, the sacrum in the back, the pubic bone in the front, plus prostate and vesicles in a male or a vagina in a female, and a large uterus. So enter a large tumor in a small space, and it can be technically difficult to get around it. The tumor may be inappropriately handled, even inadvertently inappropriately handled, with tumor shedding despite irrigation and tapes and all the rest of it. So the oncologic opportunities are not the same. In addition, you may have radiated that tissue preoperatively, unlike colon, which doesn't get preoperatively radiated. So you have to worry a little bit more about the blood supply as you're doing an anastomosis. The issues are different. Laparoscopy for rectal cancer has several huge advantages, one of which is the magnification. You get a great view of the nerves, of the vesicles, presacral vessels, everything you could possibly want to see beautifully. But it also has a disadvantage because the current iteration of instruments doesn't really allow us to work down and around corners under the pubis, under the vesicles, under the vagina. And in some distal tumors, I'm not convinced we can get as good an oncologic resection. In some, we absolutely can. But in others, heavy set male with a narrow pelvis and a large prostate, I don't think at present we can do that. So you have to be very careful with rectal cancers. The rectal cancer trial is not yet even enrolling patients. It's still being written and reviewed, at least in this country. The UK trial, the classic trial, did include rectal cancer patients for laparoscopy, and there were certain issues with margins in some of the cases. There's another UK study in which only half of the patients in whom laparoscopy was attempted had a successful completion because of these anatomic limitations, tumor fixity, difficult anatomy, things like that, basically a 50% conversion rate, which is very, very high for laparoscopy. The US trial, the UK trial for colon had conversion rates hovering around 20%. Now you're going up to 50%. Those are in the hands of skilled surgeons who are investigators in these protocols. So rectal cancer is not yet something that is completely mainstream. Having said that, in the hands of people who do a lot of it, the data are just as good as open, and again, in some cases, better.